Module 3, Rebuilding Your Sleep Pressure System. This is Dr. Tom again. Welcome to Module 3. I want to thank you for continuing to walk this path with me. In our last module, we uncovered the heavy costs of poor sleep. Now we turn to the first of the great forces God placed in your body, your natural hunger for sleep. When this force is honored, rest begins to return. Let me share with you the story of David. A story of restless freedom. David had been waiting for retirement as if it were a second childhood. He imagined freedom, travel, and afternoons with his grandchildren. Instead, he found his days dragging and his nights restless. The alarm clock no longer demanded his mornings, so his waking time drifted. One week it was 7, the next it was 9, sometimes later. At first it felt like a gift, but over time his nights grew fractured. He would lie awake at midnight, drift off toward 2, and wake a few times during the night. Naps filled the afternoons, but they left him groggy. His freedom was real, but his healing rest was gone. His days were open, but his nights were broken. When we spoke, he said, "I thought retirement would give me back my life, but it has taken away my sleep." His words carried the paradox many of us face. Tired, yet not truly sleepy. That was David, weary in the gift of time, but unable to find rest in it. Instructional teaching. David's struggle is the story of sleep pressure. Sleep pressure is one of the two great forces that govern your rest, alongside your circadian rhythm. It is like hunger. From the moment you wake up, a natural chemical called adenosine begins to build in your brain. Adenosine is the signal of tiredness. The more it builds, the sleepier you feel. Hour by hour, it rises like the tide, creating a gentle pressure that pushes you toward sleep. If you live with poor sleep, you felt this. Your body is tired, yet your mind will not yield. You may sleep long hours but still wake unrefreshed. This is because your sleep pressure system has been weakened or misaligned. Adenosine builds throughout the day, and during deep sleep it is cleared away. But if your sleep is delayed, broken, or irregular, the clearing process is incomplete, and excess adenosine lingers in your system. Over time, this imbalance makes your nights lighter and more fragile. This is why consistent rhythm matters so deeply. Dr. Michael Perlis, one of the pioneers of cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, has shown through decades of research that carefully adjusting sleep schedules can rebuild sleep pressure and restore deep, healing rest. His work confirms what scripture and wisdom already point to. Rhythms matter. Think of it this way. Every day is like filling an hourglass with sand. Each hour awake lets the sand trickle down, filling the weight of sleep pressure. If you nap too long or rise at irregular hours, you flip the glass before it is full. The system never builds the strength it needs to function properly, and so your sleep becomes lighter and less restorative. Caffeine adds to the puzzle. It works by blocking adenosine receptors in your brain. That's why a coffee or energy drink in the afternoon can trick you into feeling alert, even as your sleep pressure should be building. But the tide cannot be cheated. When the caffeine wears off, the wave of sleepiness crashes even harder. For most people, this means keeping caffeine to the morning hours. Not just coffee, but also energy drinks, colas, and even chocolate can interfere with sleep. Green tea contains far less caffeine and has other calming compounds, but even then, save it for earlier in the day. In the evening, herbal teas are a smarter choice. Quantity matters too. For many people, more than 2 cups of coffee in a day can interfere with sleep, and energy drinks can be even worse, delivering the caffeine of several coffees in a single can. If you already struggle with sleep, even one strong cup may be too much. The safest course is to keep caffeine low, keep it early, and see how your body responds. Here's what the experts recommend. Keep caffeine for the morning hours. Avoid it at least 8 to 10 hours before bed. For most people, that means no coffee after 2 p.m. If you're sensitive to caffeine, even earlier may be better. And when you do drink it, wait 90 minutes after waking before your first cup. This lets your natural morning rhythm rise on its own and helps you avoid the crash later in the day. The good news is you don't have to give up your beloved coffee. You only need to place it wisely. When you do, your sleep pressure is allowed to build the way nature designed it to, and your nights become deeper and calmer. Be in peace knowing that your body remembers. You do not need to manufacture this system, only to restore it. Here are the sacred practical steps. 1. Choose a rising time and protect it. Anchor your day by waking at the same time every morning, regardless of how you slept the night before. This steady anchor trains your body to rebuild its natural hunger for sleep. 2. Delay bed until sleepy. Do not lie in bed awake. Wait until your body signals readiness, then allow sleep to come. This teaches your brain that bed is for sleep, not worry. And 3. Limit daytime naps. Short rest can be refreshing, but long naps drain the hunger for sleep at night. If you must nap, keep it brief, no more than 20 minutes, and take it in the early afternoon when your body naturally dips in alertness. Napping too late or too long can steal from the healing sleep of the night to come. At first, it can feel like a test of patience. Some nights may feel harder before they grow easier. This is natural. It is your system resetting, your hunger for sleep learning to rise again. For most people, these changes take a few weeks to settle in. So stay consistent and give your body time to remember its rhythm. You are not forcing rest. You are rebuilding the sacred hunger for sleep that God designed. A spiritual foundation. Our Creator built rhythm into the fabric of the universe. Day and night, tides and seasons, work and Sabbath. There is a divine order to all things. Rest has its time. When you honor that time, peace begins to return. Here is a passage from the Bible to contemplate. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. The Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. Your action step. One action only, simple and clear. Open your sleep journal and write today's date. On the next line, complete this sentence. I will love myself enough to decide on a consistent wake time each morning. From now on, my wake time is, and write your chosen time. This single declaration is the anchor of your new rhythm. It is the first brick in rebuilding your sleep pressure system. This is Dr. Solis. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in BLT Sleep Mastery, Module 4.